This year is a shir for Simon Reish Samech Talet. We're going to be learning Siv Talet, Mitz Hashem, as well as Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yud, until the end of the Simon. Siv Gimel taught us various oils, which are no, the fuels, which are not to be used for Adlokas Ne'er Shabbos. Siv Talet continues on that topic after discussing Siv Gimel, the ingredients, the oils which are not to be used. Sivdala continues and says the following: Hafinu nosan me'at shemen, even if you put a little bit of oil, bishmanim elu with added to the oils which were mentioned in Siv Gimel, she'enu nimshochin, which don't draw nicely, don't get absorbed nicely into the wicks, ve'oz nimshochin, and because of that, it will get nicely absorbed. En matlikim bohen, you're not allowed to use that. So in other words, the Siv Gimel's oils, which one is not meant to use, such as tar, zephyrs, shavu, beeswax, or shemen cotton, or shemen osu mitzemen gefen, which is cotton wool, all those oils which are not to be used. The reason for that, we saw in the beginning of Siv Gimel, is because they don't get absorbed, they're not very fluid, they don't get absorbed into the wicks. Now, what happens if you have those oils, which you're not meant to use, but you add to that oils which you are allowed to use, regular, let's say, shemen zayis, olive oil, which is lechatchila, you have both of them together, are you allowed then to use that, yes or no? So Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Dalet here, that afilu nosan me'at shemen zayis, even if you put a bit of shemen zayis, of permitted oil, bishmanim elu, with those oils, she'enu nimshochin, which don't get absorbed nicely, ve'ozim shochin, and it will get absorbed now because of the olive oil that you've added, hey, madikin et bahem, don't use it. The question the Mishnah Berurah asks is, what if it's got majority of permitted oil and a minority of also oil? What's the halacha then? So that Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Yud Ches, tells us, me'at avolim oyu ruboi mishmanim akshirim, if the majority is a shaman, which is kosher, umiut me'apsulim, and the minority is from posula oil, bottle beroiv, the halacha of bottle beroiv will apply, umutan, it's mutter. I believe there's an element of a chiddush over here, because the bottle beroiv is only, normally we say bottle beroiv if it's something which is, they're not easily identified, and then you can say bottle beroiv. But over here, I would have assumed that the two oils are easily identified, and I don't exactly understand why the bottle beroiv applies over here. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, and that's the name of the Pimagodim and other Achronim, that the bottle beroiv applies over here. Therefore, if the majority is permitted oil, such as shemen zayis, then the also oil a bottle and it's permitted to use. Yeah. Sif hey. Chelev mehutach, melted chelev, melted fat. Vekirvei dogim, and that's the insides of dogim, of fish. Emadlikimahem, don't use that. So that's chelev mehutach, melted chelev, melted fat. Vekirvei dogim, the insides of dogim, of fish. Emadlikimahem, do not use them. But if you add a bit of oils, which you are allowed to use, then you're allowed to use it. So that's different than Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet, we learned that the prime examples of osso oils, such as zephyrs, tar, shavu, beeswax, hotzeme gefen, oil which is made out of cotton wool, all those, then those, even if you add a bit of oil, that's going to be osso. Unless it's bottle boy. But normally it's also. Now, this example in Sif Hei are the melted fats. If they're melted and if it's fluid in the Kirvei Dogim, if you've added other oils, and then it's going to be mutter. If you've nosen behem out, achas mishmanim shmadlikim behem mutter lehadlik behem. But otherwise, if you've, they themselves, then obviously it's going to be also. Sivov. Sha'ar kol hashmanim chutz me'elu. Any other oils besides the ones mentioned over here, madlikim bohen, you're allowed to use. Mikol mokim, nevertheless, shemen zayis, olive oil, mitzvah amufcha, that's the mitzvah amufcha, that's ideal. Sifkot chav gimel mishtibur, first white line. V'hunim shach acha apsilat fei mekulu, because olive oil is the best, because that gets absorbed beautifully into the wick, And therefore, it's a very nice burning flame, and that's ideal, and that's mitzvah namufcha to use that for Lukas Neir Shabbos. V'mein shemen zayis motzui, if olive oil is not available at all, mitzvah b'shar shmanim sh'or and solul, then one should use, if the olive oil is not available, one should use other oils which are burning nicely, and it's got a nice, clear, consistent flame. V'hem koidmin, and that's better than Neir Shaivo, that's better than regular wax candle. When a shavo and a regular wax candle is better, koidim lenei shel chilev, it's better than the fat, made out of fat. Do'iro yof v'tzol, because nei shavo is best. And that's, so the order is shemen zayis, olive oil, candle of wax, and then fat, which is the third, chilev. Nirali de kolzelefi inyan aneir. Mishnah Berurah says this only depends on the actual candle, the b'neir shelonu. With our candles, however, says the Mishnah Berurah, shetzolo bevada yoisa min hashayva enu rogi lahatus b'afilu b'chol ze'odif min hashayva v'ulaf b'kol hashmanim. Mishnah Berurah says that our wax candles, they are burning so nicely that they might even be better than shemen zayis, says the Mishnah Berurah. Yes, Shulchan Aruch did say that shemen zayis is a mitzvah mufcha, olive oil is the best. But Mishnah Berurah doubts that will still be the halacha, is that if you've got very nice candle wax, which is not made out of shemen zayis, but it's just wax which burns very nicely, he says that's the best. And he explains that the reason is because the flame is nice, and also, says the Mishnah Berurah, that you don't normally tend to, the whole problem, one of the main problems of here is, as you mentioned, that Shemoyate, that you're going to end up, fixing playing with a flame to make it burn nicely. If there's an incident, Shemoyate, and you're going to, maybe being matted the flame and making the flame burn nicely. So that will apply with our conventional candles, because they burn so nicely, there's no such chashash. And Mishnah Berurah therefore says that it could even be better than oil, which the Shulchan Aruch calls mitzvah lemufcha, than olive oil, which the Shulchan Aruch calls mitzvah lemufcha. It is definitely an interesting Mishnah Berurah, because normally we wouldn't have expected to have such a chiddush, to go against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says shemen zayis is the best. Mishnah Berurah, in a very practically speaking, it says that's not necessarily the case, that some candles burn even better. That's probably, Mishnah Berurah is probably the background why many people are not makpid, and very many of us don't use actual olive oil, but many have the meaning of using candles, and it's those candles, they are just as good, if not better than olive oil, because there's no shemayate, and they burn very nicely. Nobody's going to end up playing and tilting the flame and making it burn nicer. Siv Zayin. Korach Zefes. If a person was Korach, he wrapped together the Zefes, the tar, or Shaiva, or the wax, or Chelev, or the fat, soviv apsil, around the wicks, madlik and bohen, you're allowed to use that. So basically, he strengthened the wicks, and it was a regular wicks, but he added the tar or the fat around the psilo. So that you're allowed to use. That madlik and bohen, that you're allowed to use. Yes, if they are actual oil, if that's the fuel, then you're not allowed to use them. Not tar and not chelev. But here, it's not actual fuel. It's just to strengthen the wicks, and that's okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Chav Dalet, Korach Zefes, Doloi also bekulu Eloi moyu nesunim bekli. They're only also if they are inserted in a vessel. For no snap psilo besoich, when you put the psilo, the wicks inside it. Then we said it's also. K'mo shoyos in beshemen, as is normally done with oil. If you're not using oil, but you're using tar, then it's a problem. Shoz enim shochinach apsil, because then it doesn't get absorbed into the wicks. Aval bezeh, but with this, nimshach, shapri ma'psilo, shebesoichu, that over here, there's no such chashash, there's no such danger, no such concern, because the wick says just strengthened by those materials, by those fuels, and that is not a problem. Obviously, says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzivkot N'chofei, Sovei B'psila, Dafki M'psila, Ksheret, that's only if the psila, the wick itself is kosher, V'nim B'psula, but if the wick's no good, Lo Yimane HaKicha Sovei Lo, then it doesn't help that you're wrapping it up with something which is a fuel, which is a non-permitted fuel. So, because we learned earlier the various halachas, what the psila is allowed to be off and what is not allowed to be off. So he said, if it's not one of those psilas you're not allowed to use, then obviously you're not helping it by wrapping it with fuel, which is awesome. You have to when you light it, tzorich must be shiadli groif, mashiyotzim in apsilo me'aneh. You have to ensure that it's burning. The majority is out from the candle. The majority should be out. Mishnah Berurah explains the reason for that. Sivkon chavav kedei shealav oil yofa. That the flame should burn beautifully straight away. Miad, immediately she salik yoda when he pulled his hand away. Commercial Indian about lokas menorah, like we find, production menorah, that the flame should be big and nice. So it's compared to the menorah. Sivtes ein tzorich lahave v'apsilo. You don't need to singe the psilo. The wick doesn't need to be. You don't have to be mahavav it, you don't have to singe it. Perish inyan hivuf, yipol adova, this definition and the translation of hivuf is, haldova she'enu nisraf, v'gam, something which is not fully burnt, v'gam lo'ikam le'gam, but it's not fully existing still. So as the pasuk says, al toichlem menu no, targum yonis and mahavav, that's the definition of mahavav, means to singe something which is not fully burnt, but it's not fully existing still. So that's you know, you don't need to do that with a psila, with the wicks of the adlokas neiras. Hagom mikol mokim, nevertheless, it's true, you don't need to do it. No agud lahadlik ha-psila, the meaning is to burn it a little bit beforehand, for the chabos to extinguish it, kideshtim chereches, that it should be, the burning should have taken place before the actual mitzvah adlokas neiras, v'yoichas ba'ur yofe, and the flame should be nice. So, although you don't have to singe it, but it's commonly done, and that's the minik. And the reason for that is, so they should burn very nicely. So if cotton chof, hey, mishnebu, mikol mokum nagu, af b'nei akoch, ke'en shalom, ois in kain, and even when you've got our contemporary wicks, that the minik still exists. V'zei yaseh ish, metchilo, the minik is that the husband, the man, does that, v'yito elesh, lo yitisho isho, padlokos, b'yageh zman, mishnebu, explains a very practical reasoning for that is that, so that the wife, when she actually lights, should be very successful in lighting, it should go quick and efficient and smooth, swiftly. So if the husband managed to burn him beforehand, then the burning, the adlokas neiras is going to be very successful and very efficient. And that's why the minig is that the husband does that, a bit of benodom lechavero in it. Sif yud, en madlikim besmartutin afilu mechorochin, one doesn't light with shmatas, even if they are burnt prior to that. Mishnah Berurah explains if cotton choftes, hainu bloy big de pishton agasin is a well-worn clothing, which thick clothing, mitam shenu nechaz yofen, because it just don't burn nicely. Mishnah Berurah adds here vayim b'prim agodim, em atlikin ha-shulchon b'nei cheres yoshon de mois, elohim ken hisiku b'ur, if it's old, b'nei cheres yoshon, if it's old, used china, kelim, that you should also shouldn't use, it's not distinguished looking, it doesn't look elegant, and it shouldn't be on the table. V'imu shel zchuchis or shel cheres mitzupe, but if it's made out of glass, if the keli is like made out of glass, or cheres mitzupe, or it looks a bit better, sure, it's permitted, she'enu mosk u'gachtin, it doesn't look bad. V'eish oni she'en loy, but whatever, if you have got this not presentable keli, which you use for adlokas neiras, and you're very poor, you've got nothing else, but emut, then it's still going to be permitted. Muta, mimashin, is batl, mine, shabbos, vdu choiva, because if you haven't got an option, no choice, then better that than nothing, obviously. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we learned tonight the following halachas. We learned Sif Talit, which tells us that if you've got any oils which are forbidden to use, by adding a bit of permitted oils, you know, you have not helped matters and still going to be also. However, if you are mevatlit beroif, then it's going to be permitted. So if you've got majority of permitted oils and only a little bit of also oils, then it's fine. but he has to be moiv. Siv Hei taught us that the exception to that rule is chelev mutach, which is melted fats, and kivadogim, the insides of fish. Here, that on their own, you're not allowed to use them. It's not good, not good fuel. You're not allowed to use it. But if you've added only a little bit of other oils, it's going to be mutter. Here, you don't need the roif. Sivov taught us that any other oils you're allowed to use, any other oils are permitted. But the best is shemen zayis, olive oil, which is the mitzvah in amufcha, because you're not going to be matted, because it burns very nicely. You're not going to end up fixing it. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you've got really, really nice burning wax candles, that's even better, because here again, not going to be a chashash of shemayate. Siv Zayin went on and taught us that if you wrapped up with tar, candles with tar, or chelev or fats around the wicks, that's permitted, you're allowed to be matlik with that. Because the only problem with the forbidden oils was if you put the wicks inside it, and but if you're using it to just like smear around the wicks, the psila, that will be permitted. Sivches told us that the majority of the wicks needs to be outside, like by the menorah. And Sivches told us about the singeing process. You don't need to do it really, but it's generally done. That's the minhag to do it, and it's generally done by the husband. Sif Yud taught us that if you're using all shmatas, that's not chovedik, it's not respectful. One is not meant to use that. The Mishnah Berurah gave us all the examples of things which are not distinguished, not presentable, not elegant, that should not be used for the hadlokas neiras. With regards to somebody who's got nothing else available besides something which doesn't look very nice, then obviously if it's an oni and he's got nothing else available, then he should use that.